age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
World Photography Day.
Photographs, he asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Yes, nudge, nudge, snap, snap, ring, ring, wing, wing, say no more.
We keep this love in a photograph.
But all I've got is a photograph.
I got your picture.
Look at this photograph.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Yes, we have a disabled vehicle on 85 southbound, just as 85 southbound merges into 65 northbound. If you know that area, folks, it is busy as is when everything's flowing, but there's a stalled out disabled car on 85 southbound as it's merging onto 65 northbound. It's already backing up traffic to the Union Street exit on to 85 southbound.
What a horrible place to have a disabled car.
Exactly. So keep your eyes open. Hopefully it's not backing things up too much, but we know how that place works. It'll be pretty bad.
Kevin, Papa John, right after Fox.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
4 o'clock. Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport, declaring him no longer fit to serve.
Today's a day of reckoning, but can also be a day of reconciliation.
NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill firing the officer who used a banned chokehold that led to the death of Eric Garner.
We must move forward together as one city, determined to secure safety for all, safety for all New Yorkers, and safety for every police officer working daily to protect all of us.
The police union criticizing the decision. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the commissioner made the right call. Not a case of the Mondays on Wall Street.
Trade optimism fueled stocks today with the tech-heavy Nasdaq closing up 107 points, the S&P 500 up 35 points, and the Dow closing 249 points higher. That's the third day in a row where the S&P and the Dow finished in positive territory.
The Fox Business Network's Peter Bolton at the New York Stock Exchange. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, well, keep it up, and we'll be listening to something else real soon.
Oh, I feel hot. Sweating a lot now. I feel hot. My AC is shot now. So hot. So hot. I can't get cool.
All right, 406. That's my fireside chat sound. I'm going to read another paragraph in the book.
Man, you're making me hungry.
If it gets slow. Kevin.
Yes, how are you?
How are you?
Well,
I've been better. I'm still at work. But, that wreck up there, or actually that disabled car, made three people run over each other, so they're right behind it.
Oh, man. Can't we all just get along? What?
I wish. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Also, one other thing. Have y'all seen that little Facebook pop up about Elizabeth Warren and the, I guess you could say that it's the Mexican word of the day? It was nada.
Nada?
And at the bottom, of it, it says still not an Indian.
Yeah. Some of those are good. She's still not an Indian, and she never will be. And the fact that she could even seriously, do you think any Republican, forget Trump, any Republican anywhere would be allowed to continue their candidacy if they had claimed and used the system to pretend to be a minority and benefited from it, that they would still be allowed to run for any office, much less president? I don't think so.
I think they ought to be all kicked out for trying that mess.
Really? What a disgusting cow.
And one other thing.
Ridiculous looking. Right, get here, rid of your mo haircut too, Liz.
Yeah. One other thing right here at the, Mobile Highway and West South Boulevard. There's a pickup truck disabled in the slow lane over here on the...
Wow. What a day. It's been a banner day at the... as I said earlier, the Bailey Building and Loan. Well, thanks for the heads up on all this traffic chaos.
What's even worse is the Toyota. Those don't easily die.
No, they don't. No, they're very reliable. Well, thank you for the call. All right, Papa John.
Greg, the more that I listen to Randall, the more I'm beginning to realize this guy is really sharp.
Yes.
He has got his head on all the time, and he's thinking things through. I know you didn't say no to it, but I want to tell you, every year is the 50th anniversary of some year.
Yes.
But I think 1969, if you go back and look at it, of course, you were, you're about 12 years younger than I am, so you were you were not a teenager yet, but... You were still aware of what was going on. And there were a lot of things in 1969 that were mileposts that I think you could go back and really compare, especially when you have a lot of people who had the attitude every time there's an era where there are problems and things seem to happen that are not good. They feel like, this is never going to get any better, or things going to never be any worse than they are right then, or all the rest of it. Two examples, one good, one bad out of 69 was, of course, Camille hit in 69.
Yes, I spent a good part of my weekend with Camille.
Right, and it was one of those that they said it would never be that bad again. And since then, you've had two that have just dwarfed it. Number one was Andrew, and you saw that one firsthand.
Yep.
And then, even though it was not as large or as powerful a storm, the damage done from Katrina was much, much worse than Camille. So even though things happen and you think it can't get any worse, sometimes it can. The other thing from 69 that was one of the good things was the moonwalk. And at that point in time, there was a lot of speculation that, that could never happen.
Have you had a chance to read my August magazine column?
You know what? I don't think I've seen it yet.
That's what it's all about, everything you're mentioning.
Yeah, it's about 1969.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Should I read it on the air and save
people? Actually, that one is worthwhile. You should.
Oh, the others aren't?
I'm so sorry. Usually I do get to it, but hey.
Joey just said my writing sucks, so I don't feel it.
Yeah, Joey, the guy who secretly put together a compilation of all the articles he had written to date and gave it to you as a gift.
You did do that.
Thinks your writing sucks, sure.
Did do that. Oh,
but hey, look, times are great. You know what? The other day I put up, I've got a huge fig tree. You've seen it.
Yes.
I put up 20 pints of figs and 14 half pints of figs. And Greg, even though this is probably a tough year on fruit because my pear trees, I've almost got no pears because of the 3 days of freeze we had right there at a real critical time. But I'm telling you, the figs this year were glorious. They were they're the best I've seen in a long time.
Incredibly tasty.
Oh, I'm telling you, just unbelievable. All right, buddy, well, keep at it. I hope you find a good subject.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what my August column is. It's called 1969, the year the Earth stood still. And I didn't have room for Camille in it. However, having studied this inside out, having lived through Andrew, and the show debuted on the arrival of Katrina, Camille had stronger winds. And New Orleans got lucky because the people that fled to New Orleans survived Camille. The people that stayed in Gulfport and that area there, they're the ones that took the brunt of it. And if it was as developed there then as it is now, death toll would have been far worse. Then, after Camille made landfall with 175 to 200 mile an hour winds, that's bigger than Andrew. And it was a much bigger storm. It went up, it weakened, but it went up into the Smokies. It ran right up that corridor and rained 27 inches in just a few hours and caused massive landslides that literally wiped out little hamlets and villages at the bottom. It was about as many people died in those mudslides as they did the landfall of Katrina, or Camille. Gosh, I can't remember any of these chicks. Here's Joe.
Hi, Greg, how you doing?
How are you?
You're discussing from time to time over the last few days about FDR. He's not one of my favorite presidents, of course.
Joe, for some reason, you're cutting in and out. Can you? Joe, your phone is horrible. Can you?
Our connection's bad.
Either the connection's bad or you're moving. We want to hear what you have to say.
Must be a bad connection.
Yeah, call us right back.
I'll try.
We're going to just play traffic. We'll be available here in 30 seconds. Don't go away. 413.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way into the 4 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways for this time of the afternoon. There's a big crowd on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit right, and we don't have any big delays on the 31s. There's some crowds headed into the Wetumpka area, so be careful around the River Bridge and when you get up by the casino. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, here's Joe, take two.
Hi.
Much better. Travis again.
Yeah, I said you've been discussing FDR.
No, they're reading a book.
Yes. And, well, not one of my favorite presidents. Had the news media done their job and reported on him, instead of covered for him on his fares, he probably never would have been elected. But something I read, and I think that you would find interesting, since you make breakfast for the morning crew, he was rather fond of making scrambled eggs for people.
Huh. Didn't know that. I know he liked to make martinis for people.
He was rather proud of his scramble. According to a source that I read, he's rather proud of that and would often make scrambled eggs for people. Just thought I'd share that with you.
I appreciate it, Joe. And by the way, I just want to be clear on one thing. This is not something I'm doing in praise of FDR.
Oh, no.
This is a fascinating story to me. He was with his mistress when he had his stroke. She and the artist who was painting his portrait had to skedaddle out of Warm Springs. And Alice, his daughter, arranged this time with Lucy Mercer because she thought it would be therapeutic for her father. Because let's face it, you know, you're sitting at home and Eleanor walks through the door.
You sure is ugly.
A lot of interesting stories concerning him, but that I thought you'd appreciate that one.
I did.
Have a good day.
And thank you. There's some...
I think we'd be allowed to have
I can't tell you this story.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I think in the afternoon sometime, you and I would be allowed to have a scramble egg off.
I have photographic evidence that my eggs are moist and rich and colorful.
Well, I can do the same, if not better.
I'll make them tomorrow morning and I'll leave them for you so that when you get here
show, it'll be high quality, sure.
You can try them.
Thanks for that, Greg. Real thoughtful.
Though Roosevelt's first dip in the property's thermal waters had been imbued, only a fleeting sense of buoyancy to his shrunken legs. Something about the place with its pine-scented air possessed the power to restore the rest of him.
Yeah.
His Wall Street friends scoffed when Roosevelt... I already read this paragraph. Why did you stop me?
Because it was so much fun hearing you read it again.
That was the part about all the money you spent.
Mm-hmm. The buoyancy thing.
Say, you know what this is a good time for?
The Magellan train.
You know what this is a good time for?
What?
Revisiting my career goals. It's always a good time. Hey, by the way, as we continue through this wretched heat, and really that's what it is, weather in a word, wretched. You should have somebody on call 24/7, and it doesn't cost you a fortune to have it either. In fact, the best way to prevent it from happening is to get a Clark's Club membership. But when you have one, they come out, they make sure your system is in good working order. They may recommend a repair on a part here and there just to, you know, keep everything moving and prevent a complete systemic failure. Very expensive. Went through that a few years ago. But, you know, the system had lasted 20 years. I found it from Rick Clark. They can last 30 if they get TLC. On this show, TLC means the love of Clark's. So with that membership, you have urgent care service guaranteed 24/7, 365 with Clark's. Same for plumbing. They have amazing, talented plumbers who can, for me, have done everything from rebuild a fixture to fix a drain situation that was threatening the expense of thousands of dollars to fix from a bathtub. But they did the forensics. They got it done. Most recently, they discovered my attic fan had stopped working, so they replaced that. That should help lower the electric bill for the part of the house underneath the attic. They got you covered from wall to wall and underneath your roof, too. Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Local news at 419.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery's first charter school opened its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is expressing opposition to a proposed toll bridge in South Alabama. The Republican Lieutenant Governor posted a video Monday saying he is firmly against the project. Ainsworth is one of 9 members on the toll road bridge and tunnel authority. He said the toll proposal will harm working families and violates, quote, every conservative belief and principle that I hold. And a deadline is passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast has transitioned right back into that normal summertime pattern with scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around. They'll fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the middle 90s. In fact, we'll do the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday. Triple-digit heat indices each day. And better than normal rain chances continue. Showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. They'll be random and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes
comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The best things in
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's as hot as I really can't deal with it no more. It's really hot as broke AC, I'm out of luck, oh no. Temps are so high, it really burns my.
Outside and checked for all of you, and guess what? It's as hot as this afternoon. Hot and humid. And as Rich predicted, that would lead to some additional storm activity. However, at least at this point, almost all of it, the Montgomery bubble is up. There's a few things off to the east, light. Most of the storms are to the south and west of us, and they don't seem to be headed our way. So if you were hoping for rain, I don't think we're going to get that break today. Where were we?
So I washed my car at the right time.
Yeah, I think you did. Should get at least a day or two out of it.
Yeah.
You know, every year, it's a tradition. Like the swallows that return to Capistrano, the birds return to Blue Water to poop on my car.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting bombed. And it's, you know, it's funny. It's always at this time of year where they sit up there on the fat birdies sit up on the top of the pole. In the thinking stoop, with the wires that connect
it. Where they, I mean, wouldn't you sit there if you were a bird? If you were a fat birdie, where would you perch yourself?
Well, I would sit in the... Yeah, I see your point. There's a fence.
Yeah, but that's not that impressive. Think about the view, Greg.
No, you're right. The fence can barely sit over the grass.
Plus, there's all those, you know, games going on about trying to get things in the pole.
Yeah, we have a game called Butsketball. We have a pole that sticks about 8-10 feet out of the ground down by the fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 15 feet from the sidewalk behind our building. And those in the building who smoke, we have this game called Butsketball where you have to flick your butt into the hole. It's not easily done. We've been playing this game for a long, long time, well over 10 years, and I think only one day did I hit it twice in the same day. Now I can barely get it in once a month. I guess that's...
Well, you're talking about the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we had... What do the people want, Joey?
To be entertained, Greg.
It's hard to believe it's only 4:28 when it feels more like... 7 o'clock tomorrow morning already. Maybe it's the heat. I wanted to check the rain. We did that, okay? Isn't that cute, wiener dog? Should I share that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wiener dog with ducks.
That's adorable.
It is adorable. And New York. Oh, this is what we pulled this up an hour ago, and we never quite got around
to it. Yeah, yeah. You let me go first, and you haven't shown me yours yet.
No, this is mine. And this is, again, in addition to selling the narrative to America that a recession is coming, they hope. Whoever thought one party would become so berserk, so mentally deranged, that they would actually wish economic harm on everybody, much less, including their own, to achieve a political goal? Did you ever think you would see that? I can't say I saw that one coming. But we got a great economy, and they can't attack Donald Trump with that. So, then let's bring it to an end by talking people into believing the recession is here. And it's not. A friend of mine last week, remember Wednesday? Was it Wednesday we had the big drop? And one day, or was it Tuesday? The 800-point loss on the Dow. It was the worst day of the year.
I think it was Tuesday.
Drudge, who used to at least be fair, had this big graph on page one about inverted yield curve shows recession. Nobody even knew what the hell it meant. Brandt explained it. And a friend of mine said, who also is invested, said, this is a red herring. This is total BS. You watch. And sure enough, the market's gone up every day since. The inverted yield curve was a sure indicator we were headed to a recession. So you can't, like this morning, I mentioned I had a little fit. It was the 8 o'clock Fox newscast. And it said specifically that a poll of businesses indicates that they believe a recession, or some percentage of businesses believes a recession is coming. Based on what? Where's the slowdown? It's apparently not here yet. This is really... sick that one group, in order to achieve their political goals, is, and if it's not that, then it's white supremacy. Here's the New York Times. while most of us are spending the summer enjoying the sun in the comfort of our houses and yards. The Times is out with a new expose on how lawn care is problematic once viewed through the lens of social justice. Lawns are contributing to pollution and climate change, asserts narrator David Boddy. And their origins are far from woke. Boddy says lawns are part of the colonizing of America. Did you know that?
The colonizing of America.
I mean, I know back in the days you didn't have Yard of the Month clubs and stuff, but you always had a village green, right? Which is usually a grassy, nice, well-kept area.
Waiter, when were you born?
Last century.
Well, so was I, so that isn't really pinpointed. But let's just say, since we were born last century, I don't think we were the ones colonizing anything.
No. These lawns came on the backs of slaves, he pontificates, zooming in on a painting of George Washington in a field to highlight men cutting the grass with scythes. It's grueling, endless work. That's kind of how life was in the 18th century. It was grueling. For most people, it was harsh and grueling. By the 1870s, we also see American culture slowly start to embrace lawns for the privileged masses. Here we go again with that bullshit. The video explains that the perfect lawn is associated with being a model citizen, how the first sprinkler was invented in 1871, and about the advent of so-called trade cards that advertise the hell out of lawn and garden products. The Times also refers to the work of historian Ted Steinberg, who calls lawns the outdoor expression of 50s conformism. This is what they have time to do, to analyze the history of the lawn. And this is going to come as a terrible shock to my African-American neighbors. And the guy across the street in our cul-de-sac has the nicest lawn that doesn't have a ballpark built around it or a football stadium. And he works it. He loves it.
Well, it does take a lot of work, too.
When I need advice, I go to him. He's going to be really upset when I show him this article about, you know, hey, you know what you're doing here with this lawn is you're really promoting slavery. This is the kind of crap they're coming in every day. It's like they've got a well, and they put the bucket in the well every day, and they pull up the latest stuff. Ronnie.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
Yeah, I know. It's hot as...
Talking about the economy.
Yes.
I work for a garage door company here in Montgomery.
Yes.
And we are... we haven't seen it. We've been busy for the last year and a half, and we haven't been as busy as we are right now, probably since back when everything crashed back in 08 or whatever it was. I mean, we are wide open. We could hire two more guys and put another truck on right now if we could find help. I mean, we are just wide open. All of our suppliers we talk to are wide open. All of our builders that we put doors in for are wide open. I haven't heard of anybody that's just sitting around with nothing to do. I mean, so if a recession's coming, I don't know what they're reading.
They want it to come, and that's what they're doing. They're openly wishing for it because it's all they've got. And,
right.
And do you think Elizabeth Warren's going to come in and, you know, get us right back on our economic footing? No. They're going to take away those corporate right. taxes, restore those, and do all the things that actually led to this wonderful golden
right,
era
we're
enjoying.
And see, we're a small business, and my boss is, you know, he's looking for ways to invest and grow and keep going because we're doing so well.
This
and you know, but we don't get Trump back in there. I mean, we might as well just throw the brakes on and
you're not
start
kidding.
Looking for ways to shrink.
Then you'll have a recession, no doubt about it.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Exactly. All right, we all have a good evening.
Really appreciate the call. We work with this radio station, the lifeblood of this radio station. My shows, Baron, Dan, we are literally driven by small business. And here's the number one complaint I've heard from those, and I know most of them on a very personal level, because they've given me a life here. You know what the biggest complaint is? We can't find competent help. That's why sometimes you'll see me throw an ad on my Facebook page for one of my sponsors that needs assistance, competent assistance, people who know how to be customers, who just have the fundamental skill set to stand at a counter and be nice and facilitate the need of somebody who walks in. It's really, really a challenge. And I haven't, it's been a long time since I'm, yeah, business isn't very good, so blah, blah, blah. It ain't happening. And I got news for you. I think Alabama as a whole has probably prospered less in the Trump economy than other states. Because the one thing we need, and this is why this mayoral election is going to be really critical, we need somebody who's going to fix up the school system and change this city. I told you about the friend of mine who was coming up this way to go to Nashville, was going to spend the night in Montgomery. What was her question? And this is a liberal, too. I heard it's dangerous there. Well, every city has a dangerous place, but I think you catch the inference. We have to be able to do it, as Trump has done, by peeling back the lid, and they're so upset about it. Peeling back the lid off the fraud that Baltimore is, that it's this safe harbor city with all these attractions. People are afraid to go downtown. And to my knowledge, it's still the only city where a baseball game was played in front of nobody because it was too dangerous to let people attend. Have you forgotten about that? Who was president during that halcyon period?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
When everybody was really, really getting along.
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Him. But the division, no, that's Trump's done that. And the morons that buy that, you're really beyond hope or help. It is 4:38, speaking of great local businesses. And, you know, it's funny because they've been with me for such a long time. Georgia Floors Direct has weathered the economy year after year after year. And I think the main reason is they've never tampered with the formula that got them successful 50 years ago. We're going to bring in popular styles of flooring, tile, hardwoods, laminate, you name it, they've got it. We're going to warehouse it in a big building on the boulevard. We're going to find and cultivate a team of installers who are the best at what they do. And we got this guy, Jeff Mallinson, who can put together a team of people to help customers who are interested in new flooring navigate it. And it'll be a Georgia Floors Direct event from beginning to end. As positive an experience as it can possibly be with anybody. It still works. So whether it's a single room, you need a remnant, they got hundreds of those, or you're interested in swapping out what you're currently walking on for something different, visit the brainchild of Mr. Dick McAdam from 50 years ago. Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Hill. Checking traffic at 4:39.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and I-85 around the interchange is pretty jacked up, so be careful if you are headed southbound. There's an accident right near the interchange, and traffic is backing up towards Jackson Hospital at this point. We don't see any delays for you on I-65 this afternoon. The Boulevard is a stop-and-go situation all the way around, so be careful as you make your way around that way. And we're starting to see traffic leaving the downtown area, so be careful on Madison Avenue, and if you're headed out towards the interstates, just watch the traffic around you. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is expressing opposition to a proposed toll bridge in South Alabama. The Republican Lieutenant Governor posted a video Monday saying he is firmly against the project. Ainsworth is one of nine members on the Toll Road Bridge and Tunnel Authority. He said the toll proposal will harm working families and violates, quote, every conservative belief and principle that I hold. Montgomery's first charter school opened its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. And a deadline is passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast has transitioned right back into that normal summertime pattern with scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around. They'll fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the middle 90s. In fact, we'll do the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday. Triple-digit heat indices each day. And better than normal rain chances continue. Showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. They'll be random and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Today's radio show is sponsored by not that company, the other company.
From the Fox Business Network, all Wall Street stocks closing higher, lifted by encouraging comments made over the weekend by the president and other officials on trade talks. Shares of banks and tech companies were among the gainers today, with Apple leading the charge. This after the president and Apple CEO Tim Cook met, with the president saying that Cook made a very compelling argument that new tariffs would harm Apple's ability to compete with its South Korean competitor Samsung. Its products are not subject to the tariffs. With the Dow rising 250 points, the Nasdaq up 107, S&P 500 up 35. And Kroger is expanding its relationship with Walgreens Boots Alliance, with both stores carrying each other's products in the Tennessee area starting in the fall. And customers who use Kroger's online shopping can pick up their orders at participating Walgreens. And Kroger also announcing today it will be selling Just Egg, an egg alternative made from mung bean, in 2,100 Kroger-owned stores. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're tuned in to the only show that still tips 20%, even when we get lackluster service.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear.
Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
I'm not going to waste a lot of your time. We've been kind of on this topic for a good chunk of the afternoon, but if you have a lawn and it looks nice, guess what? You're a racist and a person who wants to have bring back slavery. I kid you not. Read the article. I think I referred to it as dangerously deranged. Where do they come up with this stuff?
I like that alliteration.
I'm good at alliteration. Yeah, you got to give me credit for that. I may not be HL drinking, but
you're good at a lot of things, Greg.
Hey there, Mr. Chad, Legal Eagle and local heartthrob. Yeah. There you are.
Well, I'm headed home to do some inherently racist acts of cutting my lawn.
You're going to do that after?
I am. I'm going to, instead of burning a cross, who knew? I now I don't have to waste money on a cross and gasoline. I just got to cut my lawn.
Well, actually, you know, the cross burning fuels up climate change.
Because on the comment, you want to know why?
Because it's hot.
I'm telling you what. I mean, you know, I was asking Joey, okay, so what do they want a straight white Southern Catholic whose family fought for the North to actually do?
Ooh, you just reminded me of something I heard earlier today.
And
this is even better. The social justice warriors now want to punish, and I'm not making this up, straight men who refuse to date transgender women.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Huh?
I saw
that. Yeah. Right. let's Google that. It's true.
I think all this is great because it really shows that about 35% of the country, which is about 75% of the Democrats, have lost their collective mind.
They have.
And you know what? I'm not going to be politically correct about it anymore. I'm just going to say you're bat crazy.
Yep.
You know?
They are.
You're insane.
They are wishing. It's like this whole recession thing. I had a friend call that out last week, the day the market took that big drop, and they're talking about the inverted yield curve, and he said it's a red herring. Watch. The market's going to come right back, and it did.
Yeah. In fact, the yield curve is above again now. And, you know, it's so funny. You can tell these journalists don't know anything about economics because they'll just stop the talking point. Well, every recession since 1953 has been preceded by an inversion in the yield, in the bond yield curve. And they're like, but what they don't tell you is there have been 7 instances where there was an inversion where it didn't lead to a recession.
Right.
And what they don't tell you is that in the economy now, we don't have the conditions that existed. For example, high inflation, high unemployment, low wages. We now have record wages,
yes,
low inflation, and record employment. I mean, you know, none of the and we just had a consumer report where consumer spending is broke a record last month.
Yeah. Right?
So I mean, it's kind of like saying that, all right, if you had a room full of 4 people and Bill Gates, everybody would be on average a multi-zillionaire, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the kind of logic these people use. Oh, we're all billionaires because Bill Gates is a rip.
That's
it. But just goes to show you that their sole job is to try to create a narrative to talk down the economy. And I remember when they, and you'll remember this, Greg, I remember when they did that with Daddy Bush.
They did in 91, 92.
That's how they got Clinton in. They convinced everybody that it was the worst economy since the Depression. And it wasn't, you know? We had a small recession during 19, and I know because I was employed by that time. You know, we had a small recession, not much, and it was coming out. You know, but they made it sound like every day, like Bush didn't care, and Bush doesn't even know what it costs for a gallon of milk at the grocery store because he didn't know how to use the code
meter. Oh God, that was like, compared to today, it's nothing. But yeah, they were doing that same stuff then.
Yeah.
Oh, how can we put a man in the White House doesn't have a grocery store?
Hey, look, they have, it's the same playbook over, and they used it on little boy Bush too. Remember? It's all like, it's not creating enough jobs. You know, he only created 200,000 jobs this month. You know, and it was absolutely ridiculous. Just basically trying to talk the economy in the tank. And I got to tell you, if they do it enough, it works. You know, it's tried and true. If the media get on the same page, and you heard just the basic narrative over the weekend was absolutely so clear that they had done that. Between that and the racism there, that's the two narratives that are going.
Hey, speaking of social justice and racism, did you know that Ilhan Omar's 5th Congressional District in Minnesota is the worst congressional district in the country for black people? Yet they're blowing smoke up this woman's ass like she's begging to be a chimney.
Right, right. I mean, it's just, and now they found out that the two organizations that were helping them plan their trip over the Middle East have pair ties.
Of course.
You know, but I know, there's a shocker, right?
And nothing to see
about,
here.
I'm not talking about the Holy Land Foundation. I'm talking about other ones. I mean, Ilhan Omar has actually said that she wants to see the state of Israel gone.
Yep.
You know, and I don't understand. But you know what? I'm all for these kooks being the face of the Democrat Party. I mean, it's all helpful. I mean, I have a feeling that Trump's going to win more electoral votes than he had the last time if this stuff keeps going on.
By the way, the good news, if I may, Ocasio-Cortez, AOC hole, is recognized by 74% of voters with an approval rating of 22%. Ilhan Omar is recognized by 53% of voters, has an approval rating of 9%.
Wow.
And she is nothing less than or more than a product of Obama's relocation of all those Somalians he let into the country into one area so he
could. Yeah, she was actually let in as a hardship refugee. You know, is that not unbelievable?
And then she turns around and dumps on the entire
country. And then stabs everybody in the back.
Yep.
I mean, just stabs everybody in the back. Just incredible. Well, anyway, all I got to say is the truth comes out on all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not like the bad old days back in the 70s where you only had CBS, NBC, and ABC. I mean, you now have lots of sources out there. So, well, listen, my friend, you guys have a great afternoon, okay?
You too, Chad. Thank you for the call. And go home and get that lawn. What are they, by the way, I see this theory that having a nice lawn is, that's all. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had the group that said we like pets because it helps fulfill our need to own slaves.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my response to that was, I think in my house my dogs own me.
Yeah.
Because I can't begin to count
them. It'd be even worse if it was cats.
Yeah. You really work for them. And it's not always as much fun as it is for dogs who at least wag and roll over and all that. They're nuts. They just keep going back to this well and putting the bucket in, and let's see what we can dredge up from the bottom. I think this used to be an outhouse here, because all they come up with is that. I have been so pleased to see people. I sent a jar of CBD store, your CBD store dog treats to Janelle. She got them last week.
Yeah.
And I expect to hear in a day or two how that's helped her dog Bella with the arthritis. But what was really cool about the whole process was Marisa from your CBD store taking the time to let me shoot a video and explaining to Janelle how to use the product and what it might be helpful for. So they shipped it for me too. Right out of the store, they'll do that for you if you need to have it sent somewhere. And to see how this is helping her, because she's had a little arthritis in the back legs, and your CBD store has products that will help any living creature's arthritis, but specifically for dogs and, of course, humans. These are products that are made from industrialized hemp, so it's top quality. There is no pot. in this, less THC, the THC maximum, if there's any at all, is 0.03%, which is negligible. There's no high in these products, no marijuana in products sold by your CBD stores, and it's not a vape shop. It's a boutique-style store focusing solely on high-quality, terpene-rich, CBD-based products, and they adhere to the strict regulations set forth by the FDA. And they carry a product line that called SunMed that is absolutely sensational. And you can get, they have droplets if your dog is not inclined to, you know, take a snack. Sometimes they know that's medicine. You can just slip it in and still have the same benefit. But most of all, you'll appreciate what Marisa and Laurie do at that store day in, day out, Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Their experience and knowledge of the products will blow you away. So if you've heard about CBD products, go to your CBD store. It's right off Benny Brown Parkway. You turn right by the Bojangles and your first left, which is like less than really a block away. And the plaza's right there. It's on the west side of the plaza that has Renfro Adams Drugs in it. Your CBD store, the number is 593-0818. Please tell Marissa and Laurie you heard about them here at 456.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Monday afternoon traffic, and I-85 still has a problem. The police are still working the accident around the interchange, so be very careful if you're headed into the downtown area. We also see an accident on Perry Hill Road right near Harrison Road in front of Hardee's, so be careful there. If you are on Taylor Road, we have a big jam up from the Atlanta Highway out to East Chase, and then from there out to Vaughn Road is pretty crowded as well, so be careful in that area. We don't see any big problems on the 31s, just be careful as you head on to the house this afternoon. Midterm classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in